Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Seirchin, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. This person says, Chatzi Erki Alai. I promise to give half of my Erichin to Hegdish. Zakt the Mishnah. Well, that's what he's going to give. Nice in Chatzi Erki, he's going to give half of his Erichin, whatever it says on the chart. Let's say he's 25 years old. And he's a man, so his Erich is 50 Shkalim. And he said, Chatzi Erki Alai, he's going to give half of 50, he'll give 25. But, listen carefully, that's because he said, Chatzi Erki Alai. I promise to give half of my Erech. That's the Noisen Chatzi Erkei. Taki gives half. But if he says, Erech Chetzi Alai, the Erech of my half, to Hegdish, Noisen Erech Kulai, and he has to give everything to Hegdish. Because this is the same, explains about Tenura, as someone who says, the Erech of his head, or the Erech of his liver. And being that there's no half that a person can lose and still stay alive, so therefore it's like doing the Erichin on a Dover Shana Shamat Luyabai, and he has to pay the complete Erich. Vaiter Zakt HaMishnah, if he says Chatzi Demei Alai, if he says, I promise to give half of my value to Hegdish, Noisin Chatzi Dama, if he gives half of his value. If he would be sold as a slave, if they would get 100, he gives 50. But again, that's because he said half of my value. If he says Demei Chatzi Alai, the value of half of me, then Daisen Demei Kula, he has to give his full value. But Tanur explains that the Gemara darshins that whatever is true for Erichin is true for Demei in this case. Zeklau, this is the rule. Davash HaNeshama Tluya Bai. If he promises to Hegdish something that the Neshama depends on it, that he can't live without it, then Noisein, he gives Demei Kulai the complete value of his whole self. If it's Erichin according to the chart of Erichin, if it's Demei, if he said money, then it's according to how much he would be sold as a slave. All right, quickly chazing over what we learned over here in Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. If someone says, Chatzi Erki Alai, half of the Erichin Sechum, that the Torah was Kaveya, I'm going to give half of that, then he should give half of it. But if he says half of myself, Erich Chetzi Alai, I take upon myself, that's like saying my head or my liver, it's a Davar Shana Shama Tluya Bai, no one can live without half of himself, it doesn't make a difference which half. And therefore he has to give everything. Same is true for someone who says value. He doesn't go with Erichin, he goes whatever I'm worth. If he says half of my value, he has to give half of his value. If he says half of himself, you have to give your whole self. The Gemara dashes that from the fact that the Pasuk says, Ish, kiafli neder be'erkecho nefashois, neder. So there it's talking about nidrei domim, and it also says ve'erkecho. So there are certain things that Erichin and domim are the same. And the Gemara says that that would apply to this halacha. So just like if someone says, the Erichin of half of me has to give everything. If he says the value of half of me, he has to give his whole value.